World Sport from the BBC with Mini Shatlada. Coming up, could cricket's Indian Premier League be heading to South Africa? Lance Armstrong breaks his collarbone in a cycling race in Spain. And the former England footballer Paul Gascoigne says he is now fit enough to return to coaching. Cricket first, and South Africa and England are being considered as possible venues to host the beleaguered Indian Premier League, although a formal decision is yet to be announced. The tournament is being moved overseas because the Indian government cannot provide the required level of security during the country's elections. The IPL commissioner, Lalit Modi, has arrived in South Africa, and as our reporter Neil Manthorpe's been telling me, it appears that South Africa could have emerged as a front-runner.
That's correct. We've just heard that he arrived in Johannesburg, and although he wasn't willing to comment at great length, obviously he's still, we understand, heading for England to ascertain the viability of staging the tournament there. But he did say on arrival that South Africa is the preferred destination at this stage.
Is the infrastructure in place for South Africa to host an event of this scale?
Well, yes. I mean, administrators are very, very confident. Having staged the inaugural World 2020 Championships, the 2020 World Cup, with great success, you know, we're approaching the end of the season here. We don't have a great deal of domestic fixtures. There wouldn't have to be a great deal of reorganization and shuffling, although the one-day series, ironically, again, between South Africa and Australia will still be ongoing. There'll still be three one-day internationals to be played if the scheduled start date on April 10th remains in place. But all of the grounds are ready. They've had a full season. We're approaching the end of the season. And although we're heading into the South African winter, the weather is, ironically enough, at its most reliable at any stage of the year, at coastal venues and inland venues. So the administrators are very, very willing. There's no umming and ahhing. There's no doubting. I've spoken to two of the main administrators in Durban and Cape Town, and they both said there are no negatives. It's all positive. We're ready to go.
And how do you think the crowds would respond to this kind of event? We know what the crowds are like in India. We know in England there's a huge South Asian contingent who would pack grounds to watch these kinds of matches. What do you think the response in South Africa would be?
Honestly, in Durban especially, and in Johannesburg and Centurion, there's, again, a massive Asian population. I mean, Durban is the biggest Indian diaspora outside of the subcontinent. So I think crowds would be very, very good. I mean, 2020 cricket, it's not just about Indian supporters at all. 2020 cricket has been massive in South Africa for the last 3 years, I suppose, as it has been in England as well. But I think that the games will be very, very well attended. I can assure you that this story has captured the imagination of the South African public massively. There's a huge amount of interest, and I reckon that the biggest logistical problem that South Africa will have is there enough red carpet in the country to welcome everybody from the IPL? At the moment, it's open arms.
Neil Manthorpe reporting from South Africa, where Lalit Modi is also planning to visit London. And having attended a meeting of team representatives earlier on Monday, the co-owner of the Rajasthan Royals, Manoj Badale, believes England provides the best plan B.
There's a range of options presented to us, of which clearly England and South Africa were the two most developed. And just in terms of the level of detail and the level to which the options were worked up, I think most of the franchise owners left feeling that England was the likelier of the two overseas options. But I think fundamentally we all still would prefer it if it was in India.
On to cycling now, and Lance Armstrong has fractured his collarbone after falling from his bike on the opening day of the Tour of Castilla y León in Spain. Armstrong's Astana team say it's a clean fracture and should be a fast recovery. Armstrong, who returned to the sport after 3.5 years retirement, was hoping to compete for an 8th Tour de France title later this year. But the cycling journalist Alistair Fotheringham says this injury could affect the American's preparations.
Well, it's serious to the extent that it may affect Armstrong's chances of racing in the Tour of Italy, which begins on May the 9th. Armstrong, at the moment, this was his last race in Europe before a month of training back in America, and then he was going to head to the Tour of Italy. It's an injury which can be complicated. The teams are at pains at the moment to say that it isn't. That's not the case, that it's been a clean break. and therefore the recovery period would be relatively short. But it remains to be seen exactly how long that recovery period is and also how seriously this will affect his training plans, because you don't come to a major three-week race like the Tour of Italy or the Tour de France, for that matter, without an awful lot of training miles in your legs. And if Armstrong has had some serious difficulty training in April, which he almost certainly will do, then this will affect his chances in the Tour of Italy.
He's never competed in the Tour of Italy before, but of course we know he's ridden and won in the Tour de France 7 times. So could he conceivably go and ride in the Tour de France without going to Italy?
Yes, that's definitely the case. But the point about the Tour of Italy for Armstrong is that he's coming back from 3.5 years off the bike in terms of racing. So it was viewed as a vital sort of way of fine-tuning his form, if you like, after such a long time away from major race action. And so this could have an important knock-on effect in terms of his condition for the summer. But exactly what it would be is hard to say, because A, Armstrong is a supreme athlete. He's somebody who's proved time and again that he can come back from major setbacks of all kinds. And secondly, Armstrong, of course, will be supported by an extremely strong team throughout this year. He's got the 2007 Tour de France winner and winner of the Tour of Italy and Tour of Spain, Alberto Contador, on his side and his team as well. So there'll be no lack of team support there. And Armstrong seems almost to thrive on setbacks, in fact. So I'll be curious to see how he gets on with this one.
Alistair Fotheringham. On to football, and the Chelsea striker Nicolas Anelka will be sidelined for a month after picking up a toe injury. It means the Frenchman will definitely miss his country's World Cup qualifiers against Lithuania. The Atletico Madrid defender John Heitinga has left hospital. The Dutch international spent the night under observation following a clash of heads in Sunday's game at Real Mallorca. Heitinga, who was stretchered off with a neck brace, needs a week's rest and will miss the 2010 World Cup qualifiers against Scotland and Macedonia. The former England international Paul Gascoigne has told the BBC that he's intent on returning to coaching. The ex-Tottenham and Lazio midfielder has had many health and addiction problems in recent years, but he insists he is now fit and healthy. The 41-year-old has had some coaching experience in China, and he managed the English non-league side Kettering. He says he's had offers from many clubs to gain experience with them.
I've been invited by David Moyes, you know, Spurs, Manchester United, Newcastle, even Sunderland, you know, Middlesbrough. A lot of clubs have invited us to go and work with the youngsters and learn on just on the badges side of it. But I want to have some fun now, you know. I've had a bad rough year, 14 months. Now I want to have some fun.
On to basketball, and on Wednesday, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be hoping to set a new team record by claiming their 58th victory of the season. Cleveland currently lead the NBA in wins, and they'll be looking for their 10th straight win when they take on the New Jersey Nets. But Cavaliers coach Mike Brown isn't getting carried away by breaking records.
I told our guys that, hey, you know, it's not our goal. We didn't set out at the beginning of the year and say, hey, let's get the franchise record for the most wins. We have one goal in mind, and that's to win an NBA championship. But having said that, it's nice to attain all these other small records that we have along the way.
Our top story again. South Africa looks to have emerged as a favourite to host cricket's Indian Premier League. England and South Africa are both being considered as alternative venues to India, which cannot stage the tournament because of security concerns. We've more in our later bulletins, but for now, that's the latest. BBC